Many people lining up at this GemTel center, like Michael Taban, say they have been away since registration started and just couldn't make it in until today.
I've just come to register because I'm staying very far. So I was staying in a village. After I've got the information, so I decided to come and register. The registration center at our village is not there.
Although many here in Juba and other parts of the country are well aware of today's deadline, others are not. Pili Pitia is a mobile phone user with a VivaCell line.
I am not aware of the registration. I just heard from you, and I don't know. Many people in Kuda are not aware of this registration.
Pitia is from Kuda, a suburb outside Juba. He says many in Kuda are unaware of today's registration deadline. Many mobile telephone companies operating in South Sudan, like GemTel, say the time is just too short to get all subscribers registered. Godfrey Mohammed is the chief executive officer for GemTel Mobile Phone Company.
I think today we are about maybe 50%, I think, around 50% of our subscribers registered. 2 days ago with the ministry, we had the meeting. We discussed with them, we highlighted all operators, by the way, we highlighted all the challenges and the problems we are facing on the ground. And it is clear that we are not really ready to switch off the subscribers.
Mohammed worries what will happen next if the government refuses to extend the deadline again.
As operator, our revenues will completely shrink, and this will have a bigger impact, because if we don't have revenue even to sustain the business, this is one. The second thing, I don't believe it is fair, you know, to cut someone. Maybe he's not in the position to do so. There's some people, you know, they don't want to register, but some people they want to register, but it's sometimes difficult for them even to move, even to have, you know, document for the registration.
Mohammed says they are doing everything possible to get all their customers registered. But he says extending the registration for even 2 more months will not solve the problem. But an official with South Sudan's Ministry of Telecommunication says enough is enough. Beatrice Kamisa Wani is the ministry's deputy minister.
After midnight, all those who have not registered their SIM cards, they will be disconnected. Much as today is the last date of registration, should any of the people who haven't registered realize that their SIM card has been disconnected, should they want to reconnect it, they can report to the centers or to where the headquarters of the telecom companies are and report it, so that they are given a chance to register and then their SIM card can be reactivated.
Kamisa says that is the only provision the ministry is offering to the disadvantaged rural people who might have had difficulty arriving at the registration centers. As for now, the official SIM card registration is over. For VOA News, I'm Anyang David Mayar in Juba.